Vivian, you're very welcome to the show.
Oh my God, thanks Amber for having me on.
Delighted to have you here. First of all, you might tell our listeners a little bit about yourself and your background and maybe how you got to where you are in your career today. Mm-hmm.
So my name is Vivian Deneen and I'm 21 years old. My business is Bronte Bakes, where I specialise in custom and bespoke cakes and baked goods for all kind of events. So just this October, I graduated with a Bachelor of Arts in Food Business Innovation, but my career in food didn't start there. So during COVID, I kind of was baking all day and all night, and I sold my first cake at just 16 years old. So it didn't look anything like the ones I had today. Mm-hmm. That's what led me on to then study the Bachelor of Arts in Food Business Innovation. And I've worked in kitchens since then. So I went in and I worked in Ballyseedy for about 3 years, Ballyseedy Castle, in the pastry section. And that kind of leads me where I am today.
Fantastic. You were obviously very young when you started out. So it sounds like you always had a passion for food and for cooking and for baking, I suppose, in particular.
Yeah, so I always knew I kind of wanted my own business. I'm very bossy and I like to be my own boss. But as I said, during COVID, like, I was baking all day, all night. I have 5 sisters, so there was definitely plenty of mouths to be eating it. But the kitchen was a wreck, so I was banned for a while. But then I kind of just learned to tidy things up and I perfected it over doing it just so many hours.
Fantastic. Brilliant. It's great to have such an interest and such a passion in it as well. It probably makes the day-to-day business a little bit easier when you love what you do.
Yeah, sure. I could be in the kitchen for hours and hours on end, but like, it's not work to me. Like, I could be going really early mornings or really late nights, or even like when I was doing like shift work, I could be working 10 hours a day and sure, I would be singing and I'd be dancing along and wrecking the kitchen flower head to toe, but I love it. Like, so
fantastic. That really comes across. You can really tell that you love what you do. So as you said at the start, you have your own business now and it's called Bronte Bakes. How's it going so far?
So very tough. I'm up the walls at the moment and I'm so thankful. So I started the Enterprise Ireland New Frontiers programme in September and it's really taken off since then. So I'm working mostly with people doing birthday cakes, christenings, communions, and I do about, I'd say, 5-6 cakes a week on top of, like, I work with a cafe as well, so I do those orders as well. So it's hectic at the moment between deliveries and I'm a one-man show at the moment, so I need to do all the buying in for the business, all the social media. So it's very tough, but I love it.
I can imagine. And talk us through, you know, you said you do a couple of different cakes every week. How long would it take to do a particular one? Maybe, I know they're all probably a little bit different because mm-hmm. they might have different decorations, for example, that might take a little bit longer. But typically, how long would it take just to do one cake?
Yeah, so they all depend, as you said, but like, at the start, it would take me about 10 hours to do a cake, but I've cut it down to about 2 hours. But sure, it's a lot easier to make 5 cakes than it would be to make 1 cake. Because a lot of the time that I think people don't realise is waiting. So I'm waiting for the cake to cook, I'm waiting for it to set, I'm cleaning up. So the actual time decorating the cake would probably be about 2 hours, but it would be 5 overall because you're waiting for everything. And then you're delivering the cake and then you're buying the ingredients. So it really just depends, but about 2 to 3 hours typically.
Okay, fantastic. And it sounds like you have a lot of creativity and obviously you can put that into the decorating of the cakes. Mm-hmm. And so that's probably a lovely side to the business.
Yeah, so like, I usually say to people that I actually don't really like baking the cake. It's really the decorating and the icing and all the different colours. And people are usually like, most people don't really care what their cake looks like, and they say, oh, I trust you 100%. And that's really where I love what I do, because then I get to like look at Pinterest for hours on end, and if there's something I really want to do, then I bring it to the cake.
And is it hard, Vivian, to come up with different ideas for different cakes, or do you just find that you have so much inspiration that you're just kind of dying for the next order so you can try something that you've been thinking about for ages?
A bit of both. So like, I wouldn't really come up with most of it. So a lot of it would be inspiration from like TikTok and Pinterest and all those type of things. So if I'm ever stuck, like, there's always just a load of information out there of what I could do. I do find though that a lot of people want the same thing. So when I want something new to try, it is really good to get like some people willing that want something that's not like a vintage cake, I suppose.
Brilliant. You mentioned that you're on your own, I suppose, at the moment, and mm-hmm. that, you know, it's more than just obviously baking and decorating of the cakes, that there's a whole other side to the business as well. How do you find that in terms of, I suppose, maybe managing your time and just in general the day-to-day running of a business, I suppose? How's it all going in that sense?
Yeah, so I say it's me, but I do have a lot of free labourers coming in with my friends and my sisters. As I said, I have 5, and they're great. Like, if I ever have any help that I need from other people. So I have accountants in the family. I have my little sister. She's really great at coming in and I'm teaching her now at the moment. So hopefully I might have an employee in the future. But other than that, like, it is tough to, like, when in between the cakes of if they're cooling, I have to be posting on social media. And then if I want to do collabs with, like, I'm doing cake decorating, I have to go out and I have to meet the different people who run the venues. So like, it is difficult, but I also love chatting to people. So it's great.
That's fantastic. It's great to have the family to be able to help a little bit as well.
Definitely.
But there's a lot that goes on in running a business. Is there more to it, I suppose, maybe than you would have realised before you set up your own business?
Oh, definitely. Even like just the background and things, like if there's like a spike in ingredients, then you need to go out and find where's the cheapest ingredients. Or like, I used to think influencers had it easy, like, but social media running it is actually quite hard, like trying to put all the videos together and then like posting it on different platforms, and even like people looking for quotes, like I have to take my time out then to answer everyone and like that. And I'm not complaining about it, but it's just, there's a lot of things that people don't realise when it comes to businesses and things like that.
There certainly is. And you mentioned the increased costs and stuff there as well. That's obviously something that will really impact you as well in your business, because those type of ingredients are shooting up in prices in the last couple of months, aren't they?
Yeah, it's insane. Sure, when I started, like I said, I was only 16 and I'd be buying just from the local supermarket. But a bag of flour would have been €1 and now it's doubled in size. And the likes of chocolate, oh my God, gold is less expensive. So a bag of chocolate has gone up to a couple of €100 and people don't realise. And then they're, well, why is my cake so expensive? But you're paying for the increase in prices, like, so.
Yeah, it's difficult to manage, I can imagine, especially when you're starting out, as you said, and you have to kind of alter your prices as well. You mentioned, Vivian, that you are taking part in the New Frontiers programme. Why did you think that that would be of benefit to your business?
So I didn't really have any knowledge of the programme, but I won the best business pitch in Cork for the Prize for Innovation Awards. And my lecturer just said, sure, there's this thing coming up. It was phase one, so it was only one evening thing. I applied and I got it in the end, but I couldn't end up going because of scheduling. And then they informed me about phase two and I was like, sure, I won't apply, I won't get it. So I left it off. And then it was the night before and I was like, well, I might as well just do this. So I applied for it the night before. I got the interview and then I ended up getting into it, and I realised that it was time away from the business. You would think it'd be more going into the business, but I got time to work on the back end of things, like the business plan, working out all the pricings properly. So it's been great to like take a step back from the kitchen and go in. And I think that's really what has gotten me to be a lot busier, because I've been able to do a lot more of the backhand stuff, and it can be like perceived more by the customers in the end goal.
Fantastic. And as we said earlier, that's also a very important part of the business, like having the plan in place, I suppose, and just having everything in order so that when you're doing what you're doing in the kitchen, that it's all going smoothly. So it's great that you have a course like this that can actually help you, I suppose, along the way.
Yeah, and it's great to be able to, like, college is great, and this is what I studied, to own a food business. But working with people that are from all different types of disciplines, so there's people who worked in psychology, engineering, coding, and it's great to get their perspective on what you do, and that really helped me. Like, I would have more of a creative mindset where they would have more of like a mathematical mindset, and they'd give their opinion. That has helped me like heaps and bounds.
Fantastic. And I know I've spoken to a couple of people who are on the same program as yourself on the show already, and they've kind of said something similar, that it's great to have that support from people who are going through the same journey, although be it maybe on slightly different paths depending on what industry, I suppose, you're in, but that you can all kind of bounce ideas off each other and help each other and just kind of understand what someone's going through if they're, you know, facing a challenge or something maybe. So that's lovely as well, because I can imagine it's a great support to know that they're there and you can just talk to them at the very least.
Yeah, definitely. Like, they probably tell you that some days you think you're going to be a millionaire, and then other days you're like, oh my God, what did I get myself into? But then, like, they'll give you their advice and what they've gone through. And, like, not every day is a sunny day, and not every day is going to be a rainy day. But, like, when you see someone else having a good day, you truly do feel proud about them, not just yourself as well.
Yeah, it's a great feeling to have, and it's great to have those colleagues along the way. You mentioned you do loads of different occasions, we'll say, from birthdays to christenings to communions and things like that. So it must be lovely for you to be a little part of someone's very special day as well. That's a nice aspect to the business.
Oh, definitely. Like, people just think you'd be making cakes, but like, I could get messages like, you made our day, or I could make children's birthday cakes and I get pictures of them on their birthday and they're just, the smiles on their face is insane. Or even I've done a few wedding cakes and they've just said that I've made their day, and like, that makes me feel like so proud and so happy. Like, that's what I want to do, make other people's day special.
And I know, as well as doing it obviously yourself as well, you can also get your baking in different venues, can't you, in different outlets. Talk us through where they are.
Yeah, so I'm out in, my first location is Tides Cafe in Ballyhaig, and I'm currently working to go into a shop. I'm not going to say what it is just yet till it's sealed down, but very soon I'll be inside more local shops. But I want to start definitely with the local area, because I find that's more a tight-knit community, and I like the way that it's, as opposed to going wholesaling into the likes of like other cafes, they're selling Bronte Bakes products, so that my name is getting out there as well.
Fantastic. That's great. And it's great to give people a chance, kind of no matter where they are in the county, maybe to sample it as well, which is
definitely
lovely. Fantastic. You're a relatively new, obviously, business, mm-hmm. as we said. But as you look to the future now, maybe the next 5 years or so, mm-hmm. have you any plans maybe to grow the business, or where do you hope the business might be in 5 years' time?
Yeah. So I'm currently working on a very secretive project at the moment that will definitely help me grow and scale my business. So have a look out in my socials for that. But I'm really trying to break into the wedding market and get into more wedding cakes, which is a very tough market to crack. I do have a good few wedding cakes booked in for 2025 and 2026, and I really hope to grow and scale that. Another thing is I've started hosting Bake and Sip, which is cake decorating events. I did it with the hilarious Shane McCarthy. He's an internet sensation and he's so lovely in person. So they really took off, and I have three more booked, one in Limerick and two more in McCaffrey's Bar in Tralee. So I really hope to grow that side of the business as well, which is different. I get to like go out and speak to people, and it's less refined and perfect, but I hope to grow that side as well.
Brilliant, a great idea, and lovely for people to get the chance that wouldn't normally get the chance to decorate a cake as well, which is nice, a nice experience. If anyone wants to contact you or to find out more, just to see what you're doing, I suppose, what's the best way to contact you, Vivian?
Yeah, so the best way to see kind of my portfolio will be my Instagram, which is Bronte_bakes. But I also have my website, which is BronteBakes@wordpress.com. Or else you can contact me on my phone number, which is 086-189-609.
Fantastic. Well, it sounds like you love what you're doing, that you're really successful so far. So congratulations and the best of luck into the future.
Thank you so much. And thanks for having me on.